The market in 2023 is forcing investors to be buttoned up and review their financial portfolios like never before. Trusted friends of the Todd Stern Show, Legacy Precious Metals, they can help to advise you on the best options to invest in gold and silver, which both provide stability in times of market crisis. I know this company well, so speak directly to an IRA expert at Legacy Precious Metals by calling 866-528-1903 or download their free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com. Welcome to the Todd Stern Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Hope you're doing well today. Wow, do we have a lot going on? We don't know if the chaos is over just yet at Fox News Channel, but if anybody gets fired or given the heave-ho, we will be the first to let you know here on today's program. I want to go ahead and give you our telephone number. And by the way, welcome to all of our great listeners on Rumble. We had a huge crowd yesterday joining us, watching the program, but we'd love for you to listen, watch, whatever you do. We're just glad that you are here with us noon to 3 Eastern. But the question of really the hour, do you believe that a conservative purge is underway? And what's next? Where are you going to get your conservative news, your information? Are you done with Fox News Channel? Our telephone number is 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We are beginning to get a lot more information about how all of this went down yesterday. Now, originally, we were told this was a mutual thing, but now we understand that was far from the case, that Tucker was actually fired and had no idea that this was coming down the pike. That's the information we are getting. But again, this is very interesting to see how all of this played out. Remember, by the way, Rupert Murdoch, the guy had a fiance. Her name was Ann Leslie Smith. They called off the engagement. He called off the engagement after she told Rupert that she believed Tucker Carlson is a messenger from God. And that's when he called off the wedding. Yep, that's it. We're done here. But anyway, Vanity Fair reporting that Tucker was in the middle of negotiating a new 5-year contract, and he was making tens of millions of dollars. So he was doing very, very well. The issue now is Fox News actually in danger? Is it possible that Rupert and Lachlan are trying to sell Fox News Channel? And they had to get rid of Tucker to make it somewhat more appealing for somebody coming in and buying the network. But I'm telling you, I believe this is going to be a windfall for Newsmax television. I was on Newsmax this morning, and I want to share with you what I shared on Newsmax earlier today. Because I believe that at the end of the day, Fox News is lost. They do not have a vision. They did not understand that Roger Ailes, when he created Fox News Channel and led it for so many years before he was fired and then he died, when Roger Ailes was leading that network, he created something that appealed to everyday Americans. You know, Roger grew up, born and raised in Ohio in a working class family, and he knows what it's like to live paycheck to paycheck. He really did believe in those ideas of God and country and family, and whether or not you agreed with everything he did, this was a brilliant man. And Roger was always careful never to allow a candidate to get too close to the network. And of course, we now saw what happened when one did. And Fox didn't know how to, the new leaders at Fox did not know how to deal with all of that. Now, the other big problem at Fox is there's a major divide within the company. The news side is run by a leftist. And you can see that in a lot of the programming, especially on the weekends. And that's a big problem because they think that people are watching Fox because of the news. Now, I suspect if many of you would call in and say that's just ludicrous, and I would agree with you. The people paying the bills for Fox News Channel, it's not the newsroom. It's Tucker and Sean and Laura and Fox and Friends. Those are the people paying the bills over at Fox. It's not the news people. As a matter of fact, it looks as though Fox News is trying to become CNN light. Isn't this interesting? CNN is trying to find a way to moderate itself and move back from the left. Meanwhile, Fox News is trying to move to the left. It's ludicrous. Did some research, by the way, last night, and you'll be interested to know this. Tucker's show, it brought in a lot of money, over $70 million in advertising revenue. But what I find to be interesting is that Bill O'Reilly actually had a larger audience when he left the network than Tucker did. So that's an interesting component to all of this. But at the end of the day, this is about a network getting too big for their britches. They believe that you folks are going to watch Fox News no matter what because it's Fox. And their theory is, well, we got rid of Bill and everybody stayed. We got rid of Megan, everybody stayed. We got rid of Guilfoyle, everybody stayed. We got rid of Stearns, everybody. Well, not everybody stayed with Stearns. As a matter of fact, on the radio division, well over half of the affiliates left with me when I walked out the door. And why is that? Well, because we treat the affiliates nicely. We're polite, and we actually like our affiliates. And we're honored that they carry this program. Because we know you don't have to. There are lots of other choices out there. But that's just how we do things here at Stearns Media Group. So not only did they get two britches, not only did they lose the vision that Roger had for the company, but I will say this. They hired way too many liberals. Nobody was watching the door. They partnered with Alphabet activists, and they were so excited to hire so many Alphabet activists into that building. They hired so many left-wing people that it literally changed the culture of the building. And I will tell you, when I was there, I didn't care. Everybody sort of knew where I stood on things. I would have people coming up to me, camera operators, electricians, pretty much all of the hairstylists and the makeup artist. And Lord knows they had to work on me to get me look to presentable on TV. It was a difficult job. But they would all come to me quietly, and they would say, Todd, and they're looking around as if somebody's like listening in. They're like, Todd, we just want you to know, we really support you. We're conservative too. I'm like, well, good for you. Why aren't we whispering? We're in Fox News Channel, for crying out loud. What's that all about? But the reality is they are just not friendly to the viewers. And that's sad. So I'm excited to hear from Tucker, excited to hear what he has to say. We're going to hear his side of the story. That's going to be coming out. But this doesn't have anything to do with Dominion. And by the way, more lawsuits are coming at Fox. They're going after Fox, and they're going to be in big money trouble. But if this was about Dominion, they would have gotten rid of Hannity. They would have gotten rid of, and honestly, I think they would have survived. I like Sean, but let's be honest here. You've got Hannity, you've got Tucker. Which show do you get rid of? Well, what's the one show everybody's talking about? You would want to keep that show. And that's why everybody's shocked that Tucker got the heave-ho. So where is he going to end up? I would like to see him on Newsmax, but Tucker may be done with cable. He'll probably go and do the digital route like Megyn Kelly did. And I suspect it's going to be very good. But all you radio stations out there, you've got a decision to make. I mean, you know, I own KWAM, the news talk radio station. We carry Town Hall News, and they do a fine job. But there are lots of other great USA Radio News out there. So there are other choices for you. And I think thousands of, I heard thousands of people have canceled their Fox Nation subscriptions. I mean, it's, you guys are sending a very significant message to Fox News. I hope they listen, but I don't think they care. Honestly, I just don't think they care because they feel like they can do whatever they want and you guys are still going to go. I'll give you a great example. Like all you Christian folks out there, we got to boycott Disney, got to boycott Disney. Well, you know what? Your church is still taking the youth group down there to Disney. You're taking your family vacations. Nobody's boycotting Disney. Come on. It's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to do. But I'm telling you, a lot of you folks did yesterday. So good for you. All right, we're going to take a break here. We got a lot going on. President Biden announcing he's running for re-election. We've got some crazy audio to share with you there. Also, we're going to play some audio from President Trump. He's weighing in on what happened to Tucker as well. 844-747-8868. We're going right to the phones. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and in just a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. And you'll see transparent pricing on every coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. And this new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com to get started. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com. Or call 866-649-0304. That number again, 866-649-0304, and start investing today. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. President Trump showing up on Newsmax yesterday, and Greg Kelly. This was the first time that he went on the record talking about Tucker. Cut number two, please.
Thank you very much. It's good to see you.
My honor.
So Tucker Carlson was sitting here 2 weeks ago interviewing you. He's gone. What do you make of that?
Well, I'm shocked. I'm surprised. He's a very good person, a very good man, and very talented, as you know, and he had very high ratings. So we're just learning about it almost as we speak. You and I just said, wow, that was something. That's a big one. I don't know if it was voluntary or was it somebody fired. But I think Tucker's been terrific. He's been, especially over the last year or so, he's been terrific to me.
There's a lot of turmoil over there at Fox. I mean, $787 yeah. They just paid. Why would they get rid of a guy who's performing? Why would somebody do that to their business? Because they're losing money right now. Their stock has gone down.
Well, I was surprised that they made a settlement on that case. I thought that was a case that should easily be won. And they made a settlement. Look, you'll have to ask them. I'm not representing them at all by any means. But the Tucker situation, again, you don't know if it's a firing. Maybe he left because he wasn't being given his free rein. He wants free rein, maybe. But I was surprised by it.
So there you go. That was President Trump. That was sort of a weird response. But again, remember, Tucker actually said that he hated Trump in the private text messages. So maybe they haven't made amends yet. I don't know. But we'll see how all that plays out. Let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Victor in Maryland. Hi, Victor. What's on your mind?
I have a question, and the question is, what about those videos that was given to Tucker by McCarthy? Does he still have them? And if he does, is the FBI going to raid his house and grab them?
Well, now, that's actually a great question. We'll have to check into that, but I hope they made duplicates. So if they are at Fox News, and I have to imagine those things would have been examined at Fox News. Typically, Tucker broadcasts his show out of the D.C. bureau. So I don't know. I mean, that's the short answer. But you're right to be concerned. If Tucker does have those tapes, would the FBI show up at his house and say, hey, step aside, we're taking these tapes back?
And another thing I want to point out, there is definitely a purge going on now to get rid of conservative talkers. I was listening to Jeff Cooner this morning out of Boston, and he's doing Plan B just in case management kicks him off his radio station. He does the Cooner Report every morning.
Well, we don't like to talk about other hosts on a radio show. That's, you know, but I hear you, Victor. I think there are a lot of people out there that are concerned that if you're a conservative, they could come after you. They can shut you down. Now, the good news is we're inoculated from that. We have our own platforms, and Victor, thanks for the call. We have our own platform. We've got our own radio station. So they're not going to be able to shut down what we have to say. But look, if you work for one of those big corporate radio giants, yeah, you're hosed. I mean, I go back to the China virus when they were telling their employees, one of the big guys, they were telling their employees, you're either going to get that jab or you're going to be fired. I mean, it was a lot of good, hardworking radio people tossed out of the building simply because they refused to get the jab. Now, the good news is, all those people are alive. The bad news is, unfortunately, a lot of people who got that jab are now dead. Go figure that out. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. Want to play some audio here. This is, you know what, we're going to hold off on that. Bill O'Reilly was talking about this last night, and he had some good observations, but let's go to cut number four. This is Tucker Carlson speaking at the Heritage Foundation on Friday.
So for every 10 people who are putting he and him in their electronic J.P. Morgan email signatures, there's one person who's like, no, I'm not doing that. Sorry, I don't want to fight, but like, I'm not doing that. It's a betrayal of what I think is true. It's a betrayal of my conscience, of my faith, of my sense of myself, of my dignity as a human being, of my autonomy. I am not a slave. I am a free citizen, and I'm not doing that. And there's nothing you can do to me to make me do it. And I hope it won't come to that. But if it does come to that, here I am. Here I am. It's Paul on trial. Here I am.
All right, that was Tucker Carlson on Friday. Very ominous what's happening. All right, Joe Biden announcing he is running for re-election, and nobody wants him to run. I mean, nobody. We're going to get to the Biden announcement coming up after the bottom of the hour news. But I think this is a good moment to share a couple of sound bites. This is Joe Biden yesterday, cut number three.
Rebecca put a teacher's creed into words when she said, there's no such thing as someone else's child. No such thing as someone else's child. Our nation's children are all our children.
Yeah, that's not true. Now, that is true in the communist countries. That is true in the socialist countries. But it's not true here in the United States of America. Folks, your child belongs to you, not the government. Your child belongs to mommy and daddy, not the government, not the Democrats. That's not how that works. I'm telling you, folks, they want your kids. They are coming for your kids. Trust me on this. They're coming for your kids. And if the government doesn't get them, the alphabet activists are going to get them. But they're coming for your kids. Oh, I got to play this. We're going to play this until the cows come home, if they have their tongues. I'll explain that story later. Cut number one.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap. And I tell you what, the men, they're now all men, the guys I work with down here, and they're all guys at the time, they're all good men. Most of them made an awful lot of themselves.
All right. There you go. Biden talking about working at the black swimming pool when he was a kid, letting the children caress his legs, sit in his lap. We're not making it up. I mean, he said it. 70% of Americans from NBC News say Biden needs to call it a day. What say you? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Just when you thought it could not get any better, Mike Lindell with MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes it even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that's made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. And for my listeners, an exclusive. The MyPillow 2.0 is buy one, get one free with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow 2.0 temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes for the buy one, get one free offer and enter the promo code STARNES. All right, I've got to tell you the story out of New York City. This is brilliant. So there's been this huge battle all over America, and it involves the transgender folks and these dudes. They still got their man parts, as little as they may be, and they want to be women, so they go and they join the women's volleyball team or whatnot, and it's creating all sorts of chaos. So anyway, in New York City, there is a very famous high school, Stuyvesant High School. It's one of the elite high schools there in New York, right near where the World Trade Center's towers used to be. Anyway, to graduate from this particular high school, there's a tradition. So you have to have a swimming class, and you have to pass this swimming class. And it's all segregated. So they've got a swimming class for boys and a swimming class for girls. But that's about to end because it turns out, this is according to the New York Times, school administrators are announcing that there's only going to be one swimming class, boys and girls, everybody into the pool, which certainly is going to make the alphabet activist community very happy. But there's just a problem. And by the way, the school district says, well, we got to do this because we have gender inclusion guidelines, right? So if a boy identifies as a girl, he's got to go into the pool with the girls. So they decided the workaround is to have everybody in the pool together. And you know what's going to happen. There's not enough chlorine in that pool. I'm just telling you. So anyway, it turns out that the religious community is up in arms. But what's brilliant about this one, folks, it's not the Christians, it's not the Jews, it's the Muslims. Oh, boy. Yeah, so the New York City Muslim community, very upset about all of this. And as the girls are saying, this is not right. We feel uncomfortable swimming around boys. And a numero uno on the complaint list, swimming with boys, a member of the opposite sex, violates their religious beliefs. But my question to the Muslim community here is, what happens when a male Muslim identifies as a female Muslim? I mean, they're wearing the burqa, right? So how are you going to know? Well, when you're taking swim class, you're going to know. The Council on American Islamic Relations getting involved in this squabble, and they say that the decision is disheartening and unacceptable. They say it is a violation of their religious liberty. And so now the Muslims are leading the fight. This is going to be a fun one, folks. On one side, you've got the Muslims. On the other side, you've got the transgender activists and their allies. And this is going to be delicious to see who wins that battle. All right, 844-747-8868, our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. The Biden administration, I don't know what they're thinking. Again, this polling data is devastating. It's catastrophic. Nobody wants Biden to run, even members of his own party. So Biden came out today, announced his reelection bid. There was nothing live about this, right? No. This was all pre-taped, pre-recorded, and we don't know if it took him days or months to put this thing together, but take a listen, cut 11.
Freedom. Personal freedom is fundamental to who we are as Americans.
There's nothing more important, nothing more sacred.
That's been the work of my first term, to fight for our democracy.
This shouldn't be a red or blue issue.
To protect our rights, to make sure that everyone in this country is treated equally and that everyone is given a fair shot at making it. But you know, around the country, MAGA extremists are lining up to take on those bedrock freedoms, cutting Social Security that you paid for your entire life while cutting taxes for the very wealthy, dictating what healthcare decisions women can make, banning books, and telling people who they can love.
Liar.
All while
Liar.
Making it more difficult for you to be able to vote. When I ran for president 4 years ago, I said we're in a battle for the soul of America, and we still are. The question we're facing is whether in the years ahead we have more freedom or less freedom. More rights or fewer? I know what I want the answer to be, and I think you do too. This is not a time to be complacent. That's why I'm running for re-election. Because I know America. I know we're good and decent people. I know we're still a country that believes in honesty and respect and treating each other with dignity. That we're a nation where we give hate no safe harbor. We believe that everyone is equal, that everyone should be given a fair shot to succeed in this country.
Thank you for choosing
Thank
us.
You.
Every generation of Americans has faced a moment when they have to defend democracy. Stand up for our personal freedom. Stand up for the right to vote and our civil rights. And this is our moment. If you're with me, go to JoeBiden.com and sign up. Let's finish this job. I know we can. Because this is the United States of America. There's nothing, simply nothing we cannot do if we do it together.
All right. A couple of things here. You know what we did not hear in this nearly 3 minute long re-election announcement? You know what we did not hear? We heard nothing about the accomplishments of the Biden administration. And there's a good reason for that, because there were none. The country is in a tailspin. There are dumpster fires burning on every street corner. It's insane. And so what does Biden do? He goes out there and says, well, we gotta unite. And then he turns around and he rips MAGA world as being extremist. But again, an overwhelming majority, 70% of Americans say this guy doesn't need to be anywhere near the White House. And there's a good reason for that. Joe Biden has cottage cheese for brains. It's sad. I mean, nobody wants to have cottage cheese for brains, but he does. And he can't help it. He's getting old. Well, maybe he can help it. Maybe this is punishment for a life of crime and corruption. And doing Lord knows what to the children in the household. They've all had to go through therapy. Whatever it was so bad that Hunter Biden had to go and find escape in cocaine. It's terrible. Whole family needs therapy. But he doesn't need to be in the White House again. So anyway, I'm curious, who would you like to see running against Joe Biden. The polls now show Trump beating Biden, but even more interesting than that, Biden loses to an unnamed generic Republican candidate who has not even been announced by 6 points. That's how bad things are for the Democrats right now. That's why they are desperate, desperate to get all these illegals across the border so they can vote. Because I think they're running out of dead people in Chicago. So they gotta bring more people across. They just do. And we've got to make sure we're not only getting out the vote, but we've got to up our game. Mail-in ballots, mail-in ballots. That's what I say. All right, we got to take a break here and pay some bills. Do you believe Biden should call it a day, or do you think he ought to give it a shot? And you know, if he does, I don't think Kamala. I don't think Kamala is going to be the VP. I just don't. If Biden wants to do something, he ought to get Michelle Obama to run. Because you know she'll be president probably before Inauguration Day. All right, folks, this is nuts. It very well could be the biggest cover-up ever. New congressional documents are proving that China funneled millions of dollars to Hunter Biden and almost a dozen Biden family members. But the big media is not covering that story. All this week, Rob Schmidt exposing the truth in his series, Beijing to the Bidens, The Cash Rat Line. Rob reveals the real story of China's big payoff to prove one of America's most powerful families. Every night, Rob is on Newsmax asking the tough questions. You can find out why millions made the switch to Newsmax with Rob, Greta, Eric Bolling, Mike Huckabee. Tens of millions have made that switch. I did, and you should too. So switch to Newsmax today. It's on all major cable systems. You can also download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone, and you can do that after you delete the Fox News app. So check out Rob Schmidt tonight. Find out about Beijing's cash rat line to the Bidens on Newsmax.
Charlie Kirk here for Lone Star Transfer. Many timeshare owners are upset that their yearly dues continue to increase. With an A-plus rating at the Better Business Bureau and over 900 five-star testimonials, Lone Star Transfer is the only company you could trust, guaranteeing the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and a specific time frame. My friends have helped over 18,000 owners legally and permanently get out. Start the new year off right with a free no-obligation consultation at 844-310-3116 or at LoneStarTransfer.com.
All right, folks, I'm telling you, Fox News, they hate you people. They really do. You got to trust me on this. They hate you. They don't care. They just don't care. By the way, that's the same thing that Steve Bannon is saying. A lot of people are recommending that Tucker run for office. Not sure. I really don't. I mean, he's got a home in Maine. Are you folks up in Maine? Would you send Tucker Carlson to the U.S. Senate? Would he be a good guy for you? Or some people are saying maybe a VP for Trump. I don't know. I don't know if Trump and Tucker are that close. But who knows? I mean, politics makes very strange bedfellows. But I think Tucker has a lot of options out there. And by the way, Trump does have to pick a running mate. A lot of people are suggesting it should be someone who is not rock solid in the Republican Party. Somebody like a Tucker, somebody like a Tulsi Gabbard. And if he does that, if Trump does that, I'm not sure how that's going to impact the pro-lifers and the evangelicals. I mean, would you vote for a Trump-Gabbard ticket if that's the ticket? Will Tulsi Gabbard bring over enough Democrats and independents? And that's really what this is all about. More than anything else, it's about attracting the independents. I mean, when you look at Trump right now, he's to the left on a lot of the big culture war issues of the day, but not the big one, which is abortion. He's rock solid on that one. So anyway, I want to play this audio here. This is Bill O'Reilly last night. We're not going to play the whole thing, but I want you to hear Bill O'Reilly's take on what happened leading up to Tucker leaving. Cut nine, please.
Joining me now, Bill O'Reilly, the biggest star in the history of Fox News, had the number one show there. Carlson was riding that wake until today. What do you make of the announcement, Brother Bill?
Well, you didn't refer to me as a dog, did you, with the Hunter Thompson quote? I actually did some reporting today. It was refreshing because usually I'm analyzing, but I had a report, find out what happened to tell the News Nation audience not to believe 90% of what they're hearing, as you pointed out. So today, as every day in the TV news business, the producers of the Tucker Carlson program and all other news shows were having their morning meeting, laying out what was going to be on this evening. All right. In the middle of that meeting, they got word that their host was not coming to work ever again. All right. So all of this BS about, well, the decision was made last week or it was made during the Dominion, that's all not true. The decision was made Sunday evening. Okay. And there were two reasons why, but I'll get to that in a moment. So Fox News did not want to remove Tucker Carlson because, as you pointed out, he was the second highest rated program on the network next to The Five, and he was the most well-known individual host. So they didn't want to move him out. But there are lawsuits coming on the wake of Dominion. They lost $800 million-plus on Dominion, and now you have Smartmatic coming up, and you have two individual lawsuits, actually one filed and one that may be filed, and that was the key. So one of Tucker Carlson's producers apparently taped a whole bunch of stuff. Her lawyer went into the Fox attorneys and said, unless you pay so-and-so some money, we're going to sue you. And Fox said, we're not paying. So they filed suit in New York City and they had the tapes and those tapes may be released to the public. All right. And they're not good tapes for the Carlson program. The second thing was last night on 60 Minutes. Ray Epps, you may remember that name, said to the audience, Tucker Carlson ruined my life and my family's life by accusing me of having some kind of provocative role in the January 6th riots at the Capitol. That was setting Epps up for a massive lawsuit against Fox News and Tucker Carlson. So that's three lawsuits we know about, and there'll be more by shareholders who are angry about the $800 million settlement, and they're going to go after the Murdochs and the board of directors. Faced with that, the board of directors said, we got to start cleaning this up. So Dan Bongino was the first domino to fall, even though he wasn't involved with the Dominion thing. They couldn't get to a contract settlement with him. He's gone. And then Carlson, because of the impending litigation, was harpooned this morning. Carlson didn't know. I mean, it wasn't like it was a discussion. Same thing with Lemon at CNN. He didn't know. It just happened. And that's the nature of television news, the most wicked industry in the United States of America.
Boy, howdy, ain't that the truth. Thank you, Bill. And we're working on getting Bill on the show this week because he's been through all of this. And it really is brutal. And it's evil. It really is. I remember it finally reached a point where Bill just wouldn't talk to people. And the reason, I mean, it was all just a matter of self-preservation. Because you never know if somebody says good morning and you say good morning back, they could go and just report you for saying, you know, so-and-so said this about me. And the next thing you know, you're out the door and somebody's got a $1 million check. I mean, it really is that evil and devious. And people just lie out the wazoo. I could tell you stories, folks, that would make your Fruit Loops curdle. I'm just telling you. All right, coming up, We've got our good friend Carl Higbee, brand new host over at Newsmax. Mark Hancock's going to be here. They have a huge event coming up, Trail Life USA. Are you looking for a good Christian patriotic alternative to the woke Boy Scouts? Well, we're going to talk about Trail Life USA and also a brand new sponsor of the program, Red Balloon. The founder is coming on the program. That's going to be a lot of fun. And we're also going to talk about UFOs. There's some crazy stuff going on with cows in Texas. It's bizarre. But somebody is cutting the tongues out of cows. We're going to tell you all about that coming up as well. We'll be right back, America.
Charlie Kirk here for Lone Star Transfer. Many timeshare owners are upset that their yearly dues continue to increase. With an A-plus rating at the Better Business Bureau and over 900 five-star testimonials, Lone Star Transfer is the only company you could trust, guaranteeing the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and a specific time frame. My friends have helped over 18,000 owners legally and permanently get out. Start the new year off right with a free no-obligation consultation at 844-310-3116 or at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, folks. Welcome back. Good to have you with us today. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. And thank you. Thank you for making us your choice, noon to 3 Eastern. Now broadcasting on 143 radio stations across America, and we're just so excited for that. Folks, we've got a lot going on this hour of the show. By the way, ToddStearns.com, bookmark our website. We cover all sorts of stories the mainstream media will not cover. We have a great team of staff journalists, and they're all conservative, and they do a heck of a great job. As a matter of fact, one of them, a former Fox News colleague. So we've kind of become a refugee center for conservatives that used to work at Fox News. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Really excited to have a conversation with their newest host. You probably have seen the show already. Carl Higbee Frontline is Monday through Friday and 5 o'clock. And Carl is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Carl, welcome to the show.
Hey, appreciate having me on.
And, Carl, certainly a lot going on this week. Last night, I was on the show with you. We were talking about Tucker Carlson. What are you guys hearing at Newsmax? So just, again, almost, 24 hours after all this came out?
I mean, we're hearing a lot of the same stuff that you guys are hearing and that you've been talking about on this. But the fact of the matter is, it's like, and I said this last night, know your audience. If the bulk of the people who tune into your network tune in because of Tucker Carlson, maybe don't chop down the money tree.
And it certainly looks like they've done that. I mean, more than $70 million in revenue Tucker brought in, and it trails off from there. And again, he had the largest audience on the entire network, and you wonder, okay, what's up for Tucker next? Is he going to land at Newsmax? Is he going to start his own company? I think he's got a lot of options.
Oh, sure. I mean, look, I'll be honest. I haven't heard anything about him coming over here. Would I like it? Of course I would. It'd be fantastic for the network. However, I haven't heard anything about that. But at the end of the day, I mean, Tucker is a machine. I actually know him not super well, but personally, I think he's an incredibly smart person. The left, you can tell by their ramped up attacks on him over the last 5 years, the left is absolutely terrified of him because he brings a logical conversation to literally everything he does rather than hysteria. And that's what's so damning to the left for him. And they went after him. They boycotted his advertisers and everything like that. It's, but the problem is, Todd, is that it's not just Tucker. Tucker's not the guy. Tucker was just the guy out in front. So they're going to find the next guy who's in line. I mean, hopefully one day, maybe it's even me, where they will just relentlessly attack you no matter what, no matter what your views are. If you don't vote for their guy, you are the bad guy and you must be destroyed because, they usually go to the standard talking point of literally Hitler.
Well, that's true, yes. You haven't been in the media long enough that they haven't compared you to Hitler. The interesting thing here about Tucker, we really don't know much, but I do wonder if this is more about the nationalism, the libertarianism that he promoted on his program. I know it did rankle Rupert and to some extent Lachlan, but again, that's what really set him apart, I think, from everybody else on that channel and really aligned him with the work you guys are doing at Newsmax, where you're actually focusing on the issues that people care about.
Well, I'm a pretty normal guy. I don't have a college degree. I'm not some special journalist. I don't have any, I was a Navy SEAL for almost a decade. I didn't exactly walk a normal path to journalism, but I think that is threatening to these people. I mean, go back to Ross Perot. Okay. Ross Perot was a third party candidate who ran a very successful campaign. And it shows that people were just fed up. They wanted another option. And that the exit polls showed that if people thought Ross Perot could have won, they would have voted for him, which, it's like the chicken or the egg sort of thing. But at the same point, people like the Murdochs, they're looking at people like that. And they're like, wow, this is a real danger. In order to maintain control, we need the two-party system. And if we have people with a big enough voice like Tucker Carlson to say, hey, that's really what Tucker was. He was the one guy who stood up in the gym, auditorium and said, hey, wait a minute. Does anybody else think this is crazy? And then 1,000 people stood up right behind him.
It's a great point. And that's why I think he was so successful at what he did. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Carl Higbee, one of the brand new hosts over at Newsmax Television. Carl, I want you to tell our listeners your story. It's an amazing story, and I want you to take us back to 9/11. What were you doing on that day?
So 9/11, I was in my senior year of high school, and I lived in Greenwich, Connecticut. So a lot of our family, friends, even my father, they all worked in Manhattan. My dad worked nearby, but not down at Ground Zero. And, when it happened, we had a lot of family friends lose people. And we also had, at the time cell phones weren't as prevalent as they were today. We had no idea where my father was. We knew he worked in the area, but I didn't know what was going on. So it was a huge jarring thing for everybody because they cut off phone service and nobody could call and make sure you were okay. That kind of spawned, for what I wanted to do in life. I'd always wanted to be a Navy SEAL. I ended up going to college to wrestle for a little while. And once we started putting boots on the ground in Iraq, the global war on terror, I dropped out of college, joined, became a SEAL and did a couple pumps overseas. But it was, it was one of those things that, what do you do? You have a bunch of people that don't like you, that want you dead, that are threatening to do the same again. So it's almost like, why I would have been crazy not to do it.
It's a great point you raise, and I think about that generation, every time September 11th rolls around, you remember where you were, what you were doing. It's sort of emblazoned in your mind, and to see so many people of your generation rising up and serving the country, it really brought back, I think, to mind what happened after the Japanese surprise attack on Pearl Harbor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a shocker, but there was a lot of people. I'm not special or anything. There's a lot of people that just said, hey, you come to my country and knock down my buildings, I'm coming to your country to knock down yours. I think that was, and a lot of people here in America said, oh, we'll never forget and stuff like that. And here we are 22 years later and 50% of the country, mostly with a DB in front of their name, they have forgotten. They've demonized our police. They've demonized what we're doing overseas. They made America weaker, and they think that this is somehow, everybody can just hug and get along. But at the end of the day, if there are people out there, regardless of what we say and how lofty our ivory tower moral overlords are, that want to kill us and want to end the American way of life. And the second we forget that, which I think we have to a large degree, it's going to be really bad. And we're seeing the start of the slip of that under this administration, the loss of the U.S. dollar with a number of trading partners, with the BRICS nations, the loss of respect. Saudis are just like, hey, we're going to cut oil. We didn't even consult you on it. I mean, when these things start to happen and even our allies in some cases don't respect us, you got real problems, Todd. And we're going to have to fix that.
Carl, what's it been like working in TV and getting your own show? That's got to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. I was the weekend host for, I did Saturdays here, and then I did the weekend Saturday and Sunday for, I've been here at Newsmax for almost 3 years now, and it's been a real ride. You know what it is? I get to go on TV and have a conversation with what I believe are on the other side of that camera is a bunch of normal people that think exactly the same way I do. And it's really nice to be able to put out views and points of view that I don't think are wholly represented, especially across many other networks. I mean, here there's a lot more normal people working here on air, but I feel like that most of Americans are kind of forgotten, and the guy, like I was talking about Tucker Carlson being the guy raising his hand and saying, "Hey, this seems dumb." Like I try to be that voice and say, like, guys, you know, there's a lot of problems here. Like, maybe we shouldn't be focusing on, you know, trans surgeries, and we should be focusing on the debt limit.
Well, there you go. There you go. Well, Carl, great to have you in prime time now, Monday through Friday, 5 o'clock there on Newsmax, ladies and gentlemen. Got to watch Carl Higbee Frontline. Carl, thanks a lot.
Thanks, sir.
All right, folks, got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Charlie Kirk here for Lone Star Transfer. Many timeshare owners are upset that their yearly dues continue to increase. With an A-plus rating at the Better Business Bureau and over 900 five-star testimonials, Lone Star Transfer is the only company you could trust, guaranteeing the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and a specific time frame. My friends have helped over 18,000 owners legally and permanently get out. Start the new year off right with a free no-obligation consultation at 844-310-3116 or at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Folks, wow! Can we tell you about our mayor's race here in Memphis? Man, this thing is bonkers, insane. So yesterday they had a huge gathering, a huge meeting, a forum that featured a number of the candidates, and they were talking about crime. And of course, just like many other major American cities, Memphis is dealing with some serious crime. I mean, it is dangerous out there. As a matter of fact, there's some video, you might have seen it, just went viral. I mean, people, you stop and get gas, and what you have to do, you have to take all your valuables out of your car, you got to lock the car, and then while you're pumping your gas, your head has to be on a swivel, because the carjackers will come up and they'll get you. And just in case that happens to you, and they've got the guns, what you do is you take the nozzle out of the gas and you hose them down. And that they should get the message. You should not have to, at that point, pull out a lighter. But you got to do what you got to do to protect yourself from these thugs. I mean, these are animals, savages. So anyway, some poor woman, she's at the gas station, and she's getting gas. And somebody, I guess she goes in to pay, comes back. Somebody's getting ready to drive off in her car. So what does she do? She jumps on the hood of the car, begging the carjacker, "Don't steal my car." Cut number 10.
"Please, please, please don't take it, please, sir. Please don't take it, thank you."
So the guy is driving off. The poor woman's a hood ornament on her own car. And then he stops and she's able to get off, and the guy just runs off. And got scared away. So, no, I'm not saying to set people on fire, Dylan. I'm just saying, you know, you got to protect yourself, right? And, I mean, it's a lot better and more effective than bear spray. So, the mayor's candidates are up there, and I just don't know. I don't know what's going on with the Republicans in Tennessee. I don't know. But you have these lawmakers up there, and they're saying, well, what we need, they're saying, how do you fight crime? And one of the candidates actually said that what we need to do is we need to spend more money on building community centers with culinary arts capabilities. Because the woman said the children, the young people of America, love the television show on the Food Network called Chopped. And her idea is to train up an army of these little thugs. Let's take a listen.
What I would do is first I would prioritize the programs that we already have. I would put more funding in those programs. But secondly, I would create what I call this vocational technical zone. And what it does is it brings children into a place where they are having fun. Our kids are not having fun. Our kids are isolated. Our kids are on their phones. I want to bring them to a place where they're having fun and learning at the same time. So they're learning a career, let's say it's culinary arts. Well, we can do it like it's Chopped. They're interested in that. We can do drone flying competitions. Teach them how to do that, but at the same time, teach them how to repair them. So we are giving them fun things to do. We're teaching them a skill, and we're preparing them for the workforce.
All right. That woman's name is Karen Camper. She's actually serving in the State House. This woman wants to take these very dangerous children, take them off the street, and I'm assuming disarm them, and then arm them with large knives. And then, if that's not bad enough, she wants to give the children drones, because I guess everybody needs a drone these days. All the children need drones. So how long is it going to be before the kids figure out a way to hook up the knives to the drones and then fly those over and literally stab people as they're getting gas? I'm just curious. So then you've got all these other folks out there saying that the best way to deal with crime is to open up the jails. And one woman said that jails aren't really working because the people are getting out and they're committing more crimes. Well, yes, that's because you're letting them out of jail. If you keep them in jail, you're not going to. Folks, I'm telling you, it's a mess. And now you've got the Republicans in this state, and I just say this and share this as a warning to you. Don't trust the Republicans. I know it's horrible to say, but don't trust them. I can tell you, at least here, they're never getting another penny from me. So now we have two Republican lawmakers that have announced they will support gun reform measures. They're coming after our guns in this state. And the initiative is being led by our Republican governor, a squish named Bill Lee. And you've got these two Republican lawmakers, one of them by the name of Mark White, and the other is this guy named John Gillespie. And this guy is just horrible, just horrible. This is the guy who refused to expel the white lawmaker at the state capitol. And then, as a result of that, he turns around and he supports this radical black who was meeting with Biden yesterday. And now the entire state has been smeared as racist because of the actions of John Gillespie, the state representative. And it seems to me this guy just needs to change his party affiliation to Democrat, because that's what he is. But you've got all these people now, the Southern Baptist Convention's leading the charge, and they're using your tithes and offerings. All you Baptists out there, listen up. They're using your tithes and offerings to try and strip away guns from law-abiding citizens. And by the way, I went and actually looked at the official gun laws of the state of Tennessee, and you ought to do that with your state. Just take a look at them. If you were to believe the media, mentally insane people can literally go out and buy a gun and do whatever they want to. Well, that's not true. And that is certainly not true in Tennessee, where they have laws on the books stopping people from doing that. If you're a felon, you can't own a gun. So the question is, what could they possibly add to what is a very strong gun law right now? Because they're not acting out of fact, they're acting out of feeling. That's what the Democrats do. That's what squishy rhino Republicans do. And it's just shameful. Just shameful. And I can only hope and pray that we have enough Republicans with a backbone to stand up to the governor and the state representative, John Gillespie, who is clearly anti-gun. Clearly. They'll go out there and they'll say, oh, well, I have my own gun. You know, no, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Unbelievable what's happening. So that's what's happening in Tennessee. So all you people wanting to move down, you might want to rethink that. Head over to Mississippi. Or better yet, Arkansas. Oh, I've got a great Arkansas story to share with you coming back. It involves deer and crystal meth. That's the tease, as they say. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Are you done with Fox News? I want to talk to somebody who canceled their Fox Nation subscription. I hear thousands of you people have done that. We'll be right back, America.
Charlie Kirk here for Lone Star Transfer. Many timeshare owners are upset that their yearly dues continue to increase. With an A-plus rating at the Better Business Bureau and over 900 five-star testimonials, Lone Star Transfer is the only company you could trust, guaranteeing the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and a specific time frame. My friends have helped over 18,000 owners legally and permanently get out. Start the new year off right with a free no-obligation consultation at 844-310-3116 or at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. So, just a few moments ago, President Biden giving a speech. And I'll set this audio up by asking you a simple question. Are you really ready for four more years of this?
2.5 years ago, well, the supply chain, people look at, I mean, really bright people. Look at well, guess what? Because of the pandemic.
Yeebity, 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 yeebity. Really? Well, there you go. That's your president, ladies and gentlemen, and that is why the Democrats are freaking out. So Gavin Newsom is going to be making a play. RFK, Robert Kennedy, has already thrown his name into the hat. But you know Gavin Newsom is sniffing around. And it could be that the party elders step in and say, Joe, you got to go. And maybe they use the Hunter Biden laptop scandal. Maybe they use the scandals coming out of Ukraine, China. There are many opportunities for the Democrats to step in and say, Joe, you're done. And Joe, if you don't leave, well, you may be going to jail. I mean, it really is going to be that simple. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. So there is a TV series called UFO Seekers. And a lot of people are getting nervous about this. They believe that there are, in fact, unidentified flying objects out there. They believe they might possibly be extraterrestrial. And they have now been identified by some pretty well-respected people. We're talking about military pilots. We're talking about airline pilots. We're talking about people that are not wackadoodles. You know, they're not out there living in some sort of an RV with a, you know, with a colander on their heads. I mean, these are, you know, good people, respectable people, educated people, and people are getting concerned about the frequency of these UFOs. Some people are even wondering if maybe, just maybe, these things are living somewhere in the ocean, you know, whatever these creatures are. I know I'm not making this up. It's fascinating. What do they say? Only about 20% of the oceans have been explored. So nobody knows what's down there in the depths. And nobody knows where the... And I say that because these UFOs are not showing up on necessarily on a lot of the radar. So anyway, all that to say, Tim Doyle, who is the lead investigator on UFO Seekers, was on Fox. This was before Tucker got the heave-ho. And he said there's something very strange going on in Texas where they've been finding cows, dead cows, and their tongues have been removed. This is happening in three different counties in Texas. Now, there is a state police officer. His name is Gabe Valdez, the New Mexico State Police. And by the way, this has been going on for decades, all the way back to the 1970s. And they're finding these cows that have been mutilated. And nobody knows why. Anyway, this guy Valdez, who's a New Mexico State police officer, said he saw a UFO-like object while investigating a case of the mutilated cows. So I want to read this to you. In one of the cases, this is 1976, the officer found evidence of a triangular-shaped object landing near a cow. Then some type of tripods extended, or rather, some type of tripods exited the aircraft, and the tripods were about 28 inches to 4 inches in length. Now, Gabe said in his investigation, the tripods that exited the UFO followed the cow for 600 feet before the cow finally fell dead. And the tripods had little tracks it left on the ground. Gabe returned to the same incident site for a second time and found that the tracks had actually gone over his tire tracks. This is creepy. So the question is, who's killing cows, or what is killing cows in Texas? Do they have some sort of occult out there? Is it kids just being kids? I don't think kids being kids, especially farm kids, would do something like that to a cow. But the UFO expert says this is not about occult. This is not about kids. And even the case in New Mexico, and by the way, the FBI investigated all of this, and the FBI said it was a natural predator. All right, well, that's not reassuring. I mean, what does that mean? What is a natural predator? And what sort of a natural predator walks around on a tripod and gets out of a rectangular-shaped aircraft? Unbelievable. I want to continue reading this. Mr. Valdez, the police officer, said the surgical cuts were in the rectum and the private parts. They were all removed the same way. So whatever happened back in the 1970s is happening again today. Are you getting this? It's crazy. The Madison County Sheriff's Office released a statement last week in Texas saying that on two of the five cows, a circular cut was made, removing the anus and the external private parts, genitalia. The circular cut was made with the same precision as the cuts noted around the jawlines of each cow, because they took the tongue. The sheriff's office said there was no sign of a struggle. The grass around one of the cows found at the ranch was undisturbed. There were no footprints. There were no tire tracks. Is this not creepy? In addition, the other five animals were found with no signs of struggle or disturbance in the grass. No blood was spilled. No noticeable tracks. No predators or birds would scavenge the remains for several weeks after the death. Investigators say the cause of the deaths of the cows remain unknown, and that similar incidents have been reported across the country. So what do you think this is? Do you really think that there is, I don't know, extraterrestrial life out there or here somewhere in the depths of the ocean? Do they have an affinity for beef? Why not just go to the drive-thru at Wendy's? Seems to me that would be a whole heck of a lot easier. Or is there something else at play? And it seems to me that you have to rule out the kids, because according to the police, you know, these were specific cuts made with precision. And I can't imagine. But the weird thing is that there was no struggle. Seems to me, if you're going to go up, you're going to go after a cow up the backside, there's going to be a little bit of a struggle there. I'm just saying. What do you think it is? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. This is a head-scratcher. 844-747-8868. Now, folks, you hear our guest all the time calling in on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. What a great cell phone service. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and they are doing some incredible work out there fighting for America, fighting for our freedom. Patriot Mobile has a plan to fit any budget. Doesn't matter how big or small. Do you have a business? Well, they've got a business plan, And if you are a veteran or a first responder, Patriot Mobile is going to take super good care of you. All you need to do is remember my promo code, Todd. That promo code opens up the door to all sorts of great, great discounts. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Use my promo code, Todd. We'll be right back.
Charlie Kirk here for Lone Star Transfer. Many timeshare owners are upset that their yearly dues continue to increase. With an A-plus rating at the Better Business Bureau and over 900 five-star testimonials, Lone Star Transfer is the only company you could trust, guaranteeing the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and a specific time frame. My friends have helped over 18,000 owners legally and permanently get out. Start the new year off right with a free no-obligation consultation at 844-310-3116 or at LoneStarTransfer.com.
All right, good people, welcome back. Happy to have you with us. By the way, manuscript turned in. Let the people rejoice. Whew, sweet mercy. It's right around 60,000 words, the new book, and should be out later on this fall. And it's you're going to enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. I had some fun writing a couple of the chapters. Well, had a lot of fun writing it, but man, is it hard work. And it took a while, but glad to get that out. And looking forward to having you read it. But in the meantime, we've got Mother's Day coming up, and I want to tell you about a book I wrote with my friend Michelle Cox from the Hallmark Channel. She is the devotion writer for the series Wind Calls the Heart and lives out of North Carolina. Great lady. And so we had a lot of fun writing this book. It's a collection of hilarious and inspirational stories about the South and living in the country. And our philosophy is country is not a location, it's a state of mind. And it really is. So it doesn't, you can be country and live in Brooklyn, New York. So it really is a state of mind. So we also invited a lot of you folks to send us your recipes, and we included a good number of recipes in the devotion book. It's called Our Daily Biscuit Devotions with a Drawl. And I would love for you to get a copy of it. It really does make a special Mother's Day present. Or if you want to get a couple of copies for your church or for your library, we would encourage you to do that. So look, you're going to be able to get this book wherever you buy your books, or you could go to toddstearns.com and I will personally autograph a copy for your mom, for your grandmother, for whoever. If you want one, I'll autograph one for you as well. But again, you got to get that done pretty quickly so we can get that turned around for Mother's Day. And the website address again, toddstearns.com, and click on our store banner. All right. Interesting story out of Michigan. And this one's weird. So you got these kids, two students, they showed up to school and they were wearing sweaters. This was Tri-County Middle School. And this is in Michigan. And so the children were wearing sweaters that said, "Let's go, Brandon." That's clever. Anyway, they got in trouble. They were ordered to remove the sweatshirts that they had worn to school because of the phrase, "Let's go, Brandon." An assistant principal and a teacher ordered the boys to remove the sweatshirts. They said they broke dress code. But here's what's interesting. And this is according to the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression. It's called FIRE. They take a lot of these First Amendment cases. So it turns out, same day, same school, the children were allowed to wear gay pride-themed hoodies. So the argument is, well, wait a second. If you're going to allow people to wear political apparel like the gay pride-themed hoodies, why would you not allow the kids to wear a "Let's Go, Brandon" sweatshirt? So now they filed a lawsuit in federal court accusing the school of censoring students who try to express support for President Trump or opposition to President Biden. And that's exactly what they're doing. So again, I mean, if you're going to have a rule, let's enforce the rule. Fire attorney Connor Fitzpatrick says criticism of the president is a core political speech protected by the First Amendment. Whether it's a Biden sticker, "Let's Go Brandon" sweatshirt, or gay pride t-shirt, schools cannot pick and choose which political beliefs students American Express. Fire says the students said the incident, rather, involving the two students is part of a pattern of political favoritism. And it's wrong. By the way, the school district also took issue. They relaxed their dress code for a day, and so a kid showed up wearing a Trump flag as a cape. They made that student take off the cape, but they allowed other students to wear gay pride flags in the same manner. So I want you to understand what was happening at the school. They've got a field day. Kids can dress up. So this kid wore a Trump flag. He had the Trump flag. The other kids had gay pride flags. Both groups of kids wore the flags as capes, but they stopped the kid wearing the Trump flag. Did the school make a mistake here, ladies and gentlemen? Who's in the right? Would you allow your child to wear the Let's Go Brandon sweatshirt? Did the school break the law? 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Want to play some audio here. Poor Ron DeSantis, man. This guy, I don't know who's advising him, but they don't have any business being in politics. So DeSantis over in Tokyo, somebody asked a question, and his response was bizarre. It's as if his head automatically became a bobblehead. It was bouncing around from side to side and just very weird. Anyway, DeSantis was doing an interview with Fox. And imagine this. I want you to think about this. They fire Tucker Carlson. Fox knows what all you people think about them. So instead of trying to do something to change that image, they double down. They double down. And what did they do? They put Brian Kilmeade in Tucker Carlson's spot. And Kilmeade is not necessarily a big supporter of President Trump. And then they bring on Ron DeSantis for an interview with Hannity. So anyway, here is the interview, the clip. Number six.
You know, I enjoyed supporting him when he was president. We worked really hard for his reelection in Florida, and I always had a good relationship with him. And then once the midterm election happened, he started taking shots at me. I didn't really do anything to do it except do a good job. But that's fine. I mean, Sean, you know, when you're making things happen, you take incoming from a variety of targets. So that's just the nature of the business, and I'm happy to stand strong and do what's right.
Oh, my gosh. Does it not sound like he's whining? I mean, that voice. And to make matters worse, the setup team that DeSantis has, they set that camera shot up where he's looking directly into the sunlight. It was just a bad optic. And again, that part's not on DeSantis. His team is doing a lousy job. But anyway, you got DeSantis, and he's whining. He's whining. Can you imagine? He's talking bad about me. Make him stop. No, I'm just saying. It's just weird. It's just weird. All right, 844-747-8868. Let's go to Charlie. And Charlie, they tell me you're calling from Austria. Is that right? And Charlie's gone, I guess. Austrians. Whoever's listening on Austria, I don't think they have too much. I don't think they have the First Amendment over there. They're like, oh, yeah, you're not going to be talking to Starnes. Not in this country, you're not, for crying out loud. All right, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. And we are going to be taking your calls next hour on the latest with Tucker Carlson. What do you think he ought to do? Should he go to Newsmax? Should Tucker start his own project? And more importantly, have you stopped watching Fox News? Have you decided enough is enough? 844-747-8868, our telephone number. Our website, by the way, some great stories for you to check out there, toddstarnes.com. But I will say this, there are very few conservatives that work at Fox News. And most of them are not on air, by the way. Many of those who are conservative are working undercover because they don't want to lose their jobs. And I'm talking about the camera guys and all those folks. I feel bad for them. It's a tough time right now at Fox. And by the way, the HR department over there, they came from NBC. So you can kind of know where they're coming from. All right, hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Charlie Kirk here for Lone Star Transfer. Many timeshare owners are upset that their yearly dues continue to increase. With an A-plus rating at the Better Business Bureau and over 900 five-star testimonials, Lone Star Transfer is the only company you could trust, guaranteeing the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and a specific time frame. My friends have helped over 18,000 owners legally and permanently get out. Start the new year off right with a free no-obligation consultation at 844-310-3116 or at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. So happy to have you with us today. Been a busy day. Maybe go out and hit the park later on this afternoon. Stretch the old legs. Hey, our telephone number is 844-747-8868. That is a toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Real quick, I want to go to Steve. He was holding on for a while, listening to us on radio station KYKN in Salem, Oregon. And Steve, I know you wanted to weigh in on Fox News. What you got for us?
Well, Todd, I was listening to you a little bit ago, and we yesterday went in, we have Dish, I shouldn't say that probably on air, but at any rate, that carries our satellite, and we were able to connect to Newsmax, which is phenomenal. We have disconnected, and I hope you bring this up. People don't realize the subsidiaries of Fox. Our local Portland, I don't know if I should say it, Channel 12 station is a subsidiary. We no longer watch Channel 12. Have taken it off of our taping on our DVR. So you need to do everything you can to stop money flow to them. If that's the case, that they want to shut us up, we don't need to give them money to help them do that. We can shut ourselves up if we need to.
Yeah, it's looking pretty bad for Fox. I mean, they took a wallop yesterday. And I suspect when they start adding up the numbers, I think a lot of people are saying, you know what, we don't need to be spending money for Fox Nation, and they're going to be losing thousands, if not, I'm going to be shocked if there are tens of thousands. Again, dirty little secret, I don't think they had that many.
Now, well, we've contacted friends, and friends have contacted us, Todd, from back in your, I'm in Oregon, well, I guess you know that, but anyway, from across the country, and all of us are basically on the same page. Delete, delete, delete Fox. You know, there were some programs on there we liked. There's other radio stations that carry Fox. Deleted them out of the radio.
Well, so, you keep that radio set to KYKN. We love those folks, yep. And they do a great, great job.
Well, you keep up the good work and voice for all of us. Speak out for all of us that need you to be our voice. We appreciate you more than you have any idea, Mr. Starnes.
Well,
thank you so very much.
Steve, you're kind to say that, and God bless you, sir. And be sure to tell the folks there at KYKN we said hello. All right.
Will do.
Okay, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Great to have with us just an incredible human being doing incredible work. Trail Life USA, they're getting ready for their fourth annual nationwide campout. What an incredible scouting organization. And on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, the CEO of Trail Life USA, Mark Hancock. Hey, Mark, how's it going?
Hey, Todd, it's going great. So good to be on with you again.
Mark, very excited about the big nationwide campout. So this is the fourth time you guys have been doing this. Give us an idea of what we can expect.
Yeah, it is a big deal. You know, during COVID, we started what was the National Backyard Campout and had over 15,000 families across the country camp in their backyard during COVID, and now it has become an annual event. And so this weekend, it's a nationwide campout, and we've got folks who have registered from all over the country at Trail Life USA saying that they're camping outside today to recognize the outdoors. Just like you said a few minutes ago, it's a good day to get out and take a walk in the park. You know, we forget that sometimes, the power of the outdoors. And so all over the country, Trail Life members and people who are just fans of Trail Life are camping this weekend, Friday and Saturday night, for the nationwide campout. Focus on the Family. Other organizations are joining us in this, and so we're excited to see families get out and enjoy the outdoors.
And folks can just do it in their backyards, or they can go out into the wilderness. Where do they go camping?
Sure. You know, and we encourage families, you know, in the backyard, in the living room, if you need to. You got bad weather, but your family wants to participate in this, and you set up a kid set up a fort in the living room, you know, blanket forts. During COVID and all, we've had families and folks do all kinds of interesting things in order to participate in this, to recognize the value of spending time with each other and really enjoying the great outdoors that God's given us.
Well, I think this is a terrific idea. Again, folks, traillifeusa.com is the website, traillifeusa.com. And Mark, you guys, I mean, we've had you on a number of times. So you guys were birthed out of all of that Boy Scout stuff when they really went off the trail. And here you are years later, and I want you to give our listeners an update on how things are going.
Yeah, I'd love to. You know, Trail Life USA is an adventure character leadership organization for boys from kindergarten all the way up through high school. And we have over 50,000 members now, Todd, in all 50 states. We have over 1,000 churches that have Trail Life USA troops. And it's what you would expect from an outdoor program, handbooks and guides and uniforms and robust awards program and character leadership and adventure opportunities. The difference between us and that other organization you mentioned is that we are Christ-centered and we are boy-focused. We believe that the principles that were behind the Boy Scouts, the Christian principles that were behind Boy Scouts, really led them to be able to grow good and godly men, but they kind of lost their way, as you said. And so Trail Life has stepped into that void and created an organization that is biblical, looks at biblical values and helps grow boys in that. And we're also boy-focused. You know, it's kind of a shock that the Boy Scouts aren't that interested in boys anymore. And they now allow boys and girls in the troops, which we think girls are amazing, but we really believe that boys and girls are different. I know that's a radical statement, and that boys need programs that are aimed at them and the same way that girls do. Boys need programs that speak to the heart of a boy. So we're Christ-centered and boy-focused. That's a big difference between us and Boy Scouts, but it's also what we believe is responsible for our growth.
And how many folks are involved now?
We have over 50,000 members now.
Wow. That's amazing. And where can people go if they want to find out, hey, is there a troop in my neighborhood? Where can they get that info?
Really easy, traillifeusa.com, traillifeusa, two L's in the middle. And there's a tab on there that says Get Connected. And you click on Find a Troop. It shows you a map of the United States. You can put in your zip code. It'll show you the troops that are nearby, what churches they meet at, how far they are. You can click on there and contact that troop and ask them for information on how you can get involved. Also, you find there an opportunity to start a troop. If there's not a troop in your church, you need one. This is the way we are turning boys into godly men. We have a proven process. Right now, download for free at our website, Raising Godly Boys. It talks about the proven process for turning boys into godly men. And we guarantee this process for churches. If they use a Trail Life troop and they follow our process, those boys will become godly men or they get their money back.
Wow.
We know that we're on to something that's making a difference in young men all across this country. Boys with dads, boys without dads. You know, one in four boys now doesn't have a father in the house. So we're providing male mentors, dad likes for boys who don't have a dad in the home. And then we're also giving this great opportunity for fathers and sons to connect in a way that they've never connected before.
I think this is so brilliant and so important. And I truly believe we have to have strong, godly men in our country, leading our families, leading our communities. And that, I don't mean for that to be sexist, but the fact is, I think we have been through a wussification process when it comes to boys over the past decade or so.
Well, it lifts everybody up when we say that we need men to be strong again. You know, we had men who stormed the beaches of Normandy and gave their lives to free the world from tyranny. And then we have those men come back, the greatest generation, and go to work and have heart attacks and high blood pressure and stress and all those things because they gave their lives to their families. And we've really, that's absent in our culture today, opportunities for men and boys just to stand up and regain that sort of desire for risk and adventure and the willingness and the desire and the purpose that says, you know, I will do what's right with great sacrifice as necessary. And we're restoring that in Trail Life USA.
Well, I just think this is fantastic. And again, folks, traillifeusa.com, the fourth annual nationwide campout this coming Friday through Sunday. And again, if you want to be a part of something that's wonderful, you got to check out Trail Life USA. For girls, we recommend American Heritage Girls. They're doing some incredible work as well. Mark, always great having you on the program.
Todd, thank you, my friend. God bless you and your listeners.
God bless you, too. Mark Hancock, everybody, the CEO of Trail Life USA. All right. And again, somebody just texted. It's traillifeusa.com. That's the website. All right, I gotta read this story from Arkansas. This is Summit, Arkansas, and there's some freaky stuff going down in Arkansas. A 43-year-old woman took a fawn into her home, and she raised the deer with the intention of training the deer to attack hunters, right? All right, so she was doing that by injecting the deer with crystal meth. And apparently there was a steady diet of crystal meth. Have you seen the movie Cocaine Bear? All right, well, this is like the deer version of that. So anyway, there's a problem. When you give young deer meth, the young deer sort of, they act out. And so the deer had been running around, rummaging through people's garages, back porches, stealing stuff. It's terrible. Seriously, it's a juvenile delinquent deer. So anyway, one of the homeowners finds this deer, and the deer has stolen something. And the guy's like, well, forget that. I'm going to go chase after the deer. Well, the deer goes back to Bridget Watkins' home and ends up calling the police. And the police show up, and they find Miss Watkins. They've got the deer. The deer has hopped up on the crystal meth, and the woman is only wearing a duct tape bikini. Let me say again, she's only wearing a duct tape bikini. You know, that's got to hurt, right? Oh, my. Anyway, she's been arrested. We're assuming the deer's been sent to rehab. Police say they found the woman in her residence and, oh, the deer had stolen a clock radio. That's what the deer. This is one bad deer. Can you imagine, though, the whole point of this? And she said she was basically training the, oh, there were four deer. So she was training the deer to basically go out and attack and seek retribution from the hunting community. I mean, can you imagine the poor deer hunter in the deer stand? And all of a sudden, he sees this deer galloping towards him, literally leaping up into the deer stand and saying, go ahead, punk, make my day. I mean, it could happen. The deer's on crystal meth, for crying out loud. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we will go right to the phones, 844-747-8868. What is going on in Arkansas? We'll be right back.
Charlie Kirk here for Lone Star Transfer. Many timeshare owners are upset that their yearly dues continue to increase. With an A-plus rating at the Better Business Bureau and over 900 five-star testimonials, Lone Star Transfer is the only company you could trust, guaranteeing the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and a specific time frame. My friends have helped over 18,000 owners legally and permanently get out. Start the new year off right with a free no-obligation consultation at 844-310-3116 or at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Well, It doesn't happen very often, but I got snookered. Doggone it. It turns out that the deer on crystal meth story is satire. Fake. Phony. It's a parody, I guess. I don't know what it is. Anyway, my apologies. And just remember, on this radio program, when we make a mistake, we fess up to it right away. Unless we're in the middle of a commercial break. But when we come back from the commercial break, we right the wrong. So just be sure to tell people. It is a funny story, though, right? I mean, the idea of crystal meth, but Cocaine Bear is a little bit more, you know, scary, I guess. All right, let's go to the phones. 844-747-8868. Keith in North Carolina, the talk station, wants to weigh in on these sweatshirts, the Let's Go Brandon sweatshirts. Hi, Keith. What say you?
Well, thanks for taking my call, Todd. And as an aside, you were talking earlier, and I'm getting off topic just briefly, though, and it's not bad. That's good. You were telling us how much you appreciated every radio station you had, including the smaller ones and the larger ones. Well, in college, I sold advertising specialties. Those are the things that you give away. And I had a bank marketing director ask me if I had any deals for a preferred client. And I said, ma'am, I said, I kind of prefer all of my customers. I think that's what you just said. Yeah, a lot of those smaller ones, that's your bread and butter. But now the reason that I call, though, is I'm a retired attorney, and we did some discrimination civil rights cases, and we did some reverse discrimination. And in essence, that's kind of what this is. They're reversing the discrimination against this one group and not the other. Now, I'm an all or none, with the exception of porn, things like that, really vulgar stuff. If you're going to let one in, you got to let them all in. However, and for those of you out there wondering, you can look it up. I think it's 14 United States Code 1981 or 1983. It's in that area of the code. It's a violation of somebody's civil rights. In this case, the free speech rights of one was discriminated against, while the free speech rights of the others was allowed. That's reverse discrimination or discrimination on its face. Now, the real problem is that the people who make these decisions are never held personally responsible. It all goes directly to the government body, in this case a school, or in the case of a corporation. The corporation has to pay. It never comes out of the pocket of the people that make the decisions and cause this. And until such time as we can hold them personally responsible, this is going to continue.
Keith, I'm with you on this. I'm an all-or-none guy as well. And look, the school has every right to set a dress code, but they have to honor it, and it has to be fair. And clearly, the way it's been described in the lawsuit, they were not being fair. They were not being impartial. So, all right, Keith, appreciate that.
Have a great afternoon in Memphis.
You too, Keith. Appreciate that. By the way, the talk station based in Moorhead City, North Carolina, absolutely beautiful area, beautiful people down there, and amazing food as well. So you got to get down there and see that. All right, 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. Guys, be on the lookout. Apparently, we've got lesbians in the White House. This item coming from the White House Pool Report. The White House says the cast of the L Word. Is that lesbian? Is that what that means? I guess. I don't know. It's a TV show, I suppose. The cast of the L Word will join Press Secretary Caron Jean-Pierre, who happens to be an L Word, at the top of the press briefing. The L Word cast will be there to mark Lesbian Visibility Week. Oh, that's interesting. Never heard of that before. Lesbian Visibility Week. So head over to the Hallmark store. I don't know if they have a card for that, but you never know. So that's coming up very soon at the White House press briefing. Oh, sweet mercy. You know, I had the cast of, Kyle, what's there's a soccer show that everybody watches.
Ted Lasso.
They had the cast of Ted Lasso over there a couple of weeks ago. I think that's when the reporter from Africa was raising a big stink. And the cast from Ted Lasso was like, what are we doing here? What are we supposed to be doing? So we'll keep an eye and let you know if anything happens with the L word cast during Lesbian Visibility Week at the White House press briefing. All right, coming up, I am very excited about this. The founder of Red Balloon is going to be here talking about their company's mission and story. It is a great story, and you're going to want to stick around and check that out. We'll be right back, America.
Charlie Kirk here for Lone Star Transfer. Many timeshare owners are upset that their yearly dues continue to increase. With an A-plus rating at the Better Business Bureau and over 900 five-star testimonials, Lone Star Transfer is the only company you could trust guaranteeing the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and a specific time frame. My friends have helped over 18,000 owners legally and permanently get out. Start the new year off right with a free no-obligation consultation at 844-310-3116 or at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Program. Happy to have you here. By the way, you got to check out the podcast. If you miss one of our interviews, you can go back, listen to the podcast. 1.2 million subscribers, folks. And thank you all. It's a lot of fun. You can download the podcast over at toddstarnes.com. Well, I am very excited about our next guest. He is the founder and CEO of Red Balloon. And it is an incredible website. I love the slogan. They want to literally take wokeness out of the workplace. And who doesn't want that to happen? Hey, that's awesome. Andrew Krapischetis is the CEO, the chief executive officer on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now. Andrew, hope you're doing well today.
I'm doing really well. Todd, how are you?
Doing good. Thank you. And by the way, folks, that website address, redballoon.work. That's redballoon.work. So, Andrew, very curious to hear your story. You started in the Silicon Valley back in the 1990s, and now here you are launching Red Balloon back in 2021. What led you to create this really spectacular project?
Thanks, Todd. Yeah, so I grew up in the Bay Area. I did the dot-com thing. I kind of got tired of traffic and liberals, so I was an early adopter of getting out of the state of California, moved up to beautiful Idaho, and realized there weren't a lot of good jobs. So I started a number of businesses here in Idaho and was very blessed to be able to create a ton of jobs and prosperity. And one of those businesses I built into about a $50 million tech business, sold it a number of times, and selling a business is really fun, but unfortunately you lose some of your ownership, therefore some of that control. And so I ran into a board with one of my owners that basically said, look, you cannot be a unapologetic conservative Christian as the CEO of this business. And I said, well, that sounds like you don't want me to bring my whole self to work. So I'm probably, this is just not a good fit for me anymore. So about 2 years ago, I found myself delightfully unemployed and thought, well, I wonder if there's other people in this boat in America today where they have to make a decision between their values and their job. And so I kind of went on a listening tour, went and talked to a lot of people around the country and heard stories of people at Microsoft who were told they couldn't have an American flag for their team's background because that was triggering to some of the employees and was just actually a sign of white supremacy. Or a lady at Deloitte who was told, you know, after her DEI training that she and all the other people who weren't vaccinated should just go to an island and die together. And so I started hearing these just horrific stories of people who were having their freedom really just curb stomped in the workplace. And that's just not right, because if you give someone an opportunity to be free at work, they do have an opportunity then to be free in other aspects of their life, in their community, in their family, in their church, et cetera. And so I wanted to help bring freedom to the workplace and really knew that there were a lot of businesses out there that were excited about hiring people who weren't going to be a snowflake in the HR department whining about everything, but instead we're going to focus on doing their job and working really hard. So that's why we started RedBalloon.work about a year and a half ago, and it has been an amazing adventure. We have now over 3,000 businesses. We've had over 1 million job seekers, because what should be encouraging to all of us is that freedom is still in demand in America. And so we're helping connect patriots who just want to get back to what made America great in the first place, and that's freedom at work, respecting each other, and just, you know, the value of a hardworking day.
You know, Andrew, I love this, and especially, you know, as a Christian, as a person of faith, I own a company, and I can promise you we're going to be on there as well because, you know, this is, it's rare to, you know, to find values-aligned job seekers, and that's what you guys are in the business of doing, and I just think this is tremendous. And so you're telling me that, I mean, this thing has exploded since, 2021?
Yeah, no, we started about 18 months ago. And it has been amazing. So we have employers giving us messages saying, you know, every person that I hire off Red Balloon is just cleansing to our culture because they're just a hardworking conservative. They want to focus on bringing value. They're okay with capitalism. They're okay with the business actually trying to make money. And they don't feel like they need to bring their leftist ideology into the workplace and jam it down everybody else's throat. So we've helped place thousands of people in businesses. And Todd, what else is the other thing that's really cool is I've run a lot of businesses over the years, but I've never run a business where I get unsolicited thank you notes from perfect strangers. I had a lady from Dallas wrote me and just said, I want you to know that you saved my marriage because my husband was in a job where his freedoms were not respected, where they did not love his worldview. In fact, they hated his worldview. And you can't help but bring that stuff home when you're going through all your DEI and CRT training at work. And he found a new job with ThroughRedBalloon.Work. And she said, it has revolutionized our family, our marriage. We're more plugged into our community, our church. It really makes a big difference. Because for conservatives, if we get canceled off Twitter, unless you make a living doing that, you can kind of shrug it off. But if you get canceled from your ability to pay your mortgage and feed your kids, that's a very important lever where they can actually push a worldview on you. So we're trying to bring freedom back to the workplace. We're trying to redeem the world of work. And I think, you know, so far, so good. We're making some great headway.
So if you're looking for a job or maybe you are a business and you're looking for some really solid workers, folks, check out redballoon.work. That's redballoon.work. Andrew, I'm curious. I'm always fascinated when I hear backstories. And you mentioned that you're a Christian. You are a conservative there growing up in California. How did that happen? Were you always a conservative? Did you grow up in a conservative home? How did that work?
Yeah. Absolutely. I grew up in a Christian conservative home. My dad was at Stanford University, helped install some of the early computers. My grandfather actually helped invent the microwave oven and modern radar. And so I come from a family of super smart people, and I'm not as smart as them, but I'm doing my best. But we have always believed that you should, if you read the Bible and it tells you to do something, you should do it. And that should have an impact on every aspect of your life. And I met so many really good Christian men who saw this sacred secular divide between what they did on Sunday and what they did in the workplace. And we have always just kind of had this firm belief that if God's the creator of the world and has created the world in such a way that we can learn and we can grow and we can find out about his creation, we should be the best at business. We should be able to lead employees well. We shouldn't have to push our worldview down their throat. We should just live a joyful life, and that's going to show people the light of the gospel. And so that has always been our belief system, and California doesn't actually like that very much, so that's why I'm in delightful Idaho.
No, they don't like that at all. Good for you. I'm glad you got out of there. My goodness. You know, I was reading a couple of years ago, I was reading the biography of J.D. Rockefeller. And I think at the time it was an insane, his wealth was an insane percentage of the gross GDP of the entire nation. And I think to this day still is the wealthiest, was the wealthiest man in American history. But what was fascinating about this guy, he was a believer, and he spent so much of his money in philanthropy, helping plant churches, Christian schools. And it was just really fascinating to read how his faith influenced, you know, the way he ran his business, much like you just described with Red Balloon.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It really should. And it should impact the way that you manage your employees. I know that I've had many hundreds of employees over the years. And like I've had employees that had an anger problem or a laziness problem. And generally, we know that if you're struggling with something at work, you're probably struggling with that same thing at home. And if you as an employer can speak into their work life and say, you know, you need to get on top of this anger problem where you're being lazy at work, and call it out for what it is. I've had a number of people come back to me and just say, you know, you calling me out on something that I was doing at work allowed me to deal with it all the way down and deal with it at home. And now my family's in a better spot. So I would encourage employers, use your opportunity not to do anything illegal, not to try and push on something that is none of your business. But as an employer, you have the attention of your employees in a way that a pastor or someone, a community member, might not have. And if you can live out the gospel in the way that you actually manage them, in the way that you lead them, you have an opportunity to really have an impact on families and culture and give people the backbone that they need to stand up in this culture war that I think we're in today. And so obviously that's what RedBalloon.org is pushing on. I've been helping a lot of employers think through how do they manage people, how do they hire people, and it's working. And that should be the encouraging thing to conservatives. Sometimes it feels like you look at what's happening in D.C. or in Ukraine or all these other places. You know what? If we're faithful at home, if we do the right thing, each of us do, there are more of us than there are of them. And if we're faithful, God's going to bless us.
Andrew, I love everything you guys are doing. And I know we're excited to partner with you guys, but this is fantastic. And we'd love to get you back on very soon to talk more about Red Balloon.
Thanks, Todd. I really appreciate it. And I would encourage people, if you're looking for a job or if you're looking to fill a position at your company, go to redballoon.org. You're going to find a lot of great resources and you're going to find an opportunity to bless somebody else, which I think if all of us do that, it's going to be great.
All right. Andrew, thank you. God bless.
Thanks for having me.
Wow. What a great story. Redballoon.org, ladies and gentlemen, redballoon.org. And you just heard Andrew. So if you're looking for a job or maybe you own a business and you're looking for staff, go check out redballoon.org. What an amazing story, an amazing testimony. And don't you love the idea of taking the wokeness out of the workplace? I mean, I think that's pretty spectacular. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Sean in Maine coming up. We've got lines open. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Charlie Kirk here for Lone Star Transfer. Many timeshare owners are upset that their yearly dues continue to increase. With an A-plus rating at the Better Business Bureau and over 900 five-star testimonials, Lone Star Transfer is the only company you could trust guaranteeing the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and a specific time frame. My friends have helped over 18,000 owners legally and permanently get out. Start the new year off right with a free no-obligation consultation at 844-310-3116 or at LoneStarTransfer.com.
All right. Well, this is exciting to have Red Balloon coming on board as a sponsor of the show. But this is a great service. So if you are looking for a job and you want to work for a company that is not woke, or if you are a business owner and you're looking for unwoke employees, this is a great opportunity for you to take part on that. RedBalloon.org. I saw Turning Point USA has a lot of job openings already posted there. But again, redballoon.org, and this is part of something, it's a long-term project that we're working on in our team here, is to bring American-owned, America-focused companies onto this program so that we can promote that. And it's creating our own sort of environment, if you will. All right, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Sean in Maine, WLOB, the Big Lobster. Hey, Sean, what's going on?
Yes, sir. How are you today?
Sean, I'm doing dandy. Thank you for asking.
That's excellent. I apologize. I'm actually in the school line picking up my 5-year-old and 7-year-old. We're about to be yanked out of school because of what's going on with this liberal agenda here in Maine.
Talk to me, Sean. What's going on? What's happening?
Well, all the schools here have this disgusting books in the schools and everything else that's going on. Janet Mills is just destroying the state. I mean, absolutely destroying it. You go to downtown Portland, there's just drug bags and needles everywhere and homeless people just shooting up. You can actually watch them with cops sitting out front. And the cops don't arrest them because if they do, they just get released immediately. It doesn't matter. This is what happens with the liberal agenda, which is a mental disorder. It's disgusting. I have a 20-year-old that goes to Roanoke College in Roanoke, Virginia, and 2 weeks ago,
one of his school teachers told them, do not come to class. You need to go to the symposium on how to be less white.
Wait, what?
Yep. This is Roanoke College for you. He's going for criminal. He wants to be do investigations for murders. And he's told me for the past 2 years he's learned nothing about what he needs to learn. He just learns liberal mental disorder is basically all he can tell you.
Is there anything you guys can do? You know, because a lot of the students are afraid to speak out because they're afraid they might get failing grades or, you know, the professors might punish them.
He did not go, and I told when he called me, he told me, I said, there's no way in heck that you're going. I didn't use that word, but anyways. And he said, no, I'm not going. And I already told her to go herself, and I'm not going. And I said, I'm proud of you. You stand up for yourself. You believe. He was one of the only ones. His mother is a complete liberal that teaches in a Christian school, private school. And she will give people bad grades if they're Trump supporters. It's insane. And he had a Trump sign in his bedroom. She ripped it down when he wasn't home and told him that no son of hers will support Trump.
Gosh. Well, I you know, look, it's important for you as a parent to speak out. And, you know, we got to put a stop to this nonsense going to the school boards. You know, and letting people know, hey, this is, you know, what's happening in your local schools. And we just have to hope and pray you guys get a rock solid conservative in that governor's mansion. Sean, we got to run here. Appreciate you calling in and thank you for listening. We love our good friend Ray Richardson up there. So Corinne Jean-Pierre, this is insane. So she's up there and she's making a big to do about this lesbian awareness or lesbian visibility week at the White House. Take a listen.
So this week is Lesbian Visibility Week, and as the first openly queer person to hold the position of press secretary for the President of the United States, I see every day how important visibility and representation are. Today, I'm honored to welcome the cast of The L Word and Generation Q, two Showtime series that chronicle the friendship, the love, the challenges, and the triumphs of strong, funny, and resilient queer women. Up here with me are the amazing, talented actresses who play those very roles. Jennifer Beals, Leisha Haley, and Catherine Minnick, and the show's co-creator, writer, and executive producer, Eileen Shakin.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Lebanese Week? I thought it was Lebanese, but it's not. It is Lesbian Week. All right. Well, there you go, KJP. And possibly the worst press secretary in the history of the Republic. And that's okay, because she is not qualified for the job other than Joe Biden needed to check off one of the boxes. And that's exactly what they did with this hire. I'm surprised she didn't have on the show, The Queer Eye for the Straight Guy cast. What? Thank you, Dylan. I'm being educated now. So because they're gay and this is Lesbian Visibility Week. So when Gay Visibility Week comes along, then maybe they'll invite that cast up there. Have they ever thought, you know, I want to pitch a show. What about Straight Eye for the Queer Guy, right? Where you get a bunch of straight guys and you can, you think TV would ever go for that? It's always, the straight guy's always the, you know, he's always what, slovenly, he doesn't know how to dress, doesn't know how to cook food, has bad hair, and then they come in and they do the makeover and everything is great. Can you imagine if they would do that with the reversal? No, of course not. All right. Well, look, we're going to keep you updated on Lesbian Visibility Week celebrations there at the White House. Not too sure. I want to know what's happening after hours over there. Just might want to fumigate the Lincoln bedroom. I'm just saying. All right. In the meantime, ToddStarnes.com. Check that out. Lots of great stories for you to see. And also, don't forget, check out redballoon.work. That's redballoon.work. And you're going to enjoy that. Just check it out. See what jobs are available. If you're a business owner, you can actually register for an account and you can post your job openings. Been a good day, ladies and gentlemen. We will continue the conversation over at ToddStarnes.com. In the meantime, you be good, America.
Dr. Rick here. Another sign you're becoming your parents is getting particular about details that don't matter.
The craziest thing happened when we got tacos the other day. Was it Wednesday or Thursday we got tacos? I know it wasn't Tuesday because that's when I went to my hairdresser. Shoot, what day was it?
See how we all lost interest there?
Progressive can't help you from becoming your parents, but we can help you compare rates on home insurance with HomeQuote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.